Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know that we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to Jim and Joy at EWTN.com. And now today, we will be welcoming Tyler Blansky to the show. Tyler is the author of 4 books, and he has written for various publications, including Touchtone Magazine, Christianity Today, CNN, ABC News, Crisis Magazine, and many more. And he is the owner of the Minnesota Catholic Magazine. He lives in Minnesota with his wife and 4 children. And today he is here to share with us how fathers can rediscover their strength. In his book, Find Your Fight, Rugged Wisdom for Faithful Dads Who Refuse to Settle. And it's a wonderful book. We have 2 sons, we have 7 grandsons, and they are all in the fight. They're in it. They're fighting for their holiness, they're fighting for their marriages, not fighting in their marriages, but fighting for their marriages, which is important because that's a lot of energy, and they want to do that right. And we also would like to take this moment to remind you that EWTN is only made possible through the generosity of viewers like you. So if EWTN has strengthened your faith or blessed your family, we humbly ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to EWTNmission.com so that we can continue to bring Christ's message to the world. And as Mother Angelica used to say, please keep us between your gas and electric bill. We can't do this without you. You can go to EWTNmission.com to donate, and thank you that you already have given and all that you do, and please continue to pray for EWTN. Jim and Joy, we are monthly donors. Amen. We've been monthly donors for a long time because we believe in EWTN.
EWTN led this lapsed Catholic who was serving as an Episcopal priest back into the church.
Yes.
So we should at least give monthly.
It has been a beautiful journey. And Mother Angelica, I would watch her many a time, and she would catechize me. And Mother Angelica taught me how to pray the rosary, because I had to teach myself. I'm a convert. I didn't know. So we love EWTN.
It was interesting to hear kind of the bio of Tyler Blansky and so on, and CNN and all these different things that he's doing and so on, that God gave him grace to do and ability to do. But really, his book isn't so much about those, you know, really renowned things and being seen. It's really about the common things that he writes about. You got to learn this in every phase and stage of life. And if you learn it, that God's in the mundane, God's in the regular things. If you understand as a man that your vocation is the way to your salvation. Your vocation is the way to your salvation. You're a husband, you're a father at every phase and stage of life. And God's giving you a plethora of opportunities if you would have eyes to see them and give yourself to those things, and especially to your wife and to your children. Fight for them and embrace them and love them. It's a great book. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Tyler Blansky. He is the author of a wonderful book that we highly recommend called Find Your Fight. You could go out to his website, tylerblansky.com. Well, Tyler, we're excited to have you on At Home, and we want you first to tell our family a little bit about your journey.
Jim, Joy, it's so wonderful to be here. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a wild journey. Jim, you might be able to relate. Yeah. I'm a convert, received into the church about 12 years ago, was going to be an Anglican priest, and then God just grabbed me by the horns, and my wife and I became Catholic when I was supposed to be ordained to the Anglican priesthood. Our firstborn son was born. We were receiving the church all within a week, and I didn't have a job. So thankfully, the local parish priest took me in, and that began my ministry with the church, serving as the director of religious education.
Mm-hmm. So your years of schooling, you went to Neshota House, the seminary.
Yes.
And
good
so
seminary.
Good seminary. And so you went there, and when you think, oh, well, now what is God going to do with this? He landed a job for you, right? And so you were able to assist a priest in parish life.
You know, everyone has a dream. Some people want to be an architect or an engineer. I really wanted to do ministry. Mm-hmm. And for me, being able to be a director of religious education, catechizing families, that was a dream come true for me. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your book's entitled Find Your Fight. But I'm thinking about what you're saying. So that was your fight, in a sense. You know, I'm going to become, mm-hmm. Lord willing, a priest. I want to serve in this way, that way, and everything. I want to learn. I want to be studious. I want to apply it. And, the Lord kind of takes that fight away, you know? And so it's kind of like, wow, you just flipped my world upside down. I thought it was on this course here. And so why the title, Find Your Fight? Is it the same fight all the time? Does that fight vary at different phases and stages? Because you're 40-something years old now, and you're kind of focusing on that midlife area. But just bring this together with us. Why find your fight? Does the fight vary at various times? What's it about?
Jim, that's a great question. So up until my son was born, and now we have four children, my life made sense. I grew up in a Baptist church, and my understanding of what it meant to follow Jesus was to be radical. I grew dreadlocks. I worked at an organic foods co-op. I was gonna go live in the redwood trees to save them from being cut down. I was gonna be a missionary overseas. Anything but living a boring suburban life in America. That's why I went and got the degrees I did. That's why I pursued ministry. Then one day, driving around Wisconsin where at the parish I worked, our minivan broke down and it was a hot summer day. And the baby was screaming, the toddler was screaming, my wife was crying, and I was in a bad spot. And it was there on the side of the road that I realized something wasn't working. I loved what I was doing, but it didn't pay the bills. I couldn't even afford to take my family out to Culver's, which is a great, great fast food place up there. I went home and I remember just bringing all this to God and saying, what am I supposed to do? I want to serve you through ministry. But I have this family. You called me to be a husband and a father. It feels like I can't do both. So my wife and I, we went back to the drawing board, and I can't believe it, I still can't. I ended up going into business, of all things, the one thing I thought I would never do. And it was very hard to take that leap, but I had to find my fight to provide for my family. First by doing what I didn't wanna do. I didn't wanna go do business. I ended up being a salesman, of all things. I thought, hey, I can do evangelism. Maybe I can do a little sales.
Yeah.
Turns out that they're not quite the same. But I had to do, any father needs to do what he doesn't feel like doing to provide for his family, because the family comes first. So it was a twist of fate that in pursuing the Lord, I ended up doing something that I thought pursuing the Lord would never look like.
Mm-hmm. And so in finding your fight, you're on the side of the road. Very normal, typical scene in the life of the dad. Car breaks down, you're so responsible, all these people are depending upon you, and you're like, Lord, really? Like, is this it? But it's those places where we can't believe this is my life.
Yeah.
And God goes, well, yeah, this is your life. Now, I need you to be a holy man. I need you to be a holy father. I need you to be a holy husband in the midst of this scene.
Mm-hmm.
And one must dig deep. Mm-hmm. Right? We got to go, okay, Lord, you're here, you're in this place, how am I going to do this? So you course correct, you need to provide. That's your job, right? You want to, as a father, you protect, you provide, you got to feed these people, you got to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. That's a tough gig, never in the role that you thought you were.
Absolutely. Maybe you've seen it. I don't remember the name of the film. It's about St. Francis. I think it came out in the 60s or 70s. And the dad is portrayed as kind of this awful businessman, the man of the city who's wealthy, but he also is providing income and employment for everyone in the town. St. Francis is holy, he's righteous. So he, very memorable moment where he strips naked in the town square and hands his father all his clothes and runs off into the forest. And I thought, I want to be St. Francis. I want to run naked into the forest and take care of the homeless and do something radical. I never thought I'd be like St. Francis's dad and actually put down roots, run a business, be the guy that cared about money and homes and green grass and carpool lines. And here I am.
Right.
Very unexpected.
Right.
Maybe not everyone can relate to that journey, right? Mm-hmm. But that for me, it was a surprise to be so suburban and normal. So Find Your Fight really leans into these questions. Can you be American and Catholic at the same time? What does the pursuit of holiness have to do with the pursuit of happiness? How do you reconcile these two things? Yeah. How can you, as a father, be a breadwinner, primarily concerned with building wealth and fortifying the family financially, yet also in totally indifferent to wealth, and really concerned with your children's faith and your wife's faith and getting them to heaven?
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, you're 40. So how old are you now?
42 now. I'm old enough. I have to do my morning stretches.
Yeah.
Can't drink too much coffee anymore.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's interesting because you got so many dynamics going on. One is that kind of the what you would consider the way to holiness, you know, sell everything you have, give to the poor, you know, defend nature, whatever, and we need to do that to various degrees and so on. So you've got that stream. And then you're also saying, well, I don't want to get caught up in the American dream when it's extreme, because guys just get lost in accumulating wealth and so on. So you got those two things. Well, how am I going to be holy? How am I going to be holy at this time in my life? I'm reflecting, I'm 30-something, 40-something. And then what does that mean into the future? So what are you seeing? How did you make an adjustment? How did you see? Because it's you say in your book, there's opportunities all over the place. They may be washing dishes, changing diapers, ordinary things. But in the ordinary things, God is trying to save me. This is how I'm saving you, right?
Yeah.
Speak to that, because there's so many guys that are moving into various extremes, and maybe they won't wake up to really knowing the Lord and the way he's calling them until they're 60 years old. Better they find out sooner rather than later.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of guys want to have a family. I think for me it was very, it was an idealistic vision until I actually was holding my newborn son. And babies broke me. No two parents have the same experience with children, but all our first three children were born with dietary issues. So they were just screaming and disastrous diapers and problems, and we didn't know at first what was going on. But it led to other issues then with sleeping, and I was just a broken man, crawling every morning for the towards the coffee pot. Yeah. You know, Brittany and I would have these little spats. It just felt so nasty. It was just hard to get through, and you never felt like you could do enough. Mm. You know, a bachelor can wake up in the morning, brush his teeth, go to the gym, get going, go do work, come home, have a nice dinner. A dad, you're always on. By the time you get your kids off to school, when I drop them off, I've run a marathon. It's only 7 a.m. And it doesn't stop. You get home and it keeps going. So Find Your Fight, that phrase has a secondary meaning, which is if you find yourself somewhere in your 40s, you've lost some of that like ambition and clarity of when you were young and in your 20s. You're just in this long, endless stream of days of so many responsibilities. You have to have a calendar. You got to have something on the fridge with your wife. The Google calendar, everything is just full. How do you keep that flame alive? Because what most dads want to do, and I can relate, is you just want to check out just for a minute. You want to watch the game, scroll a little, relax, maybe go golfing. So Find Your Fight is put the phone down. Go back into the kitchen. Keep courting your wife. Go pick up the baseball glove and play catch with your son, even if you're exhausted, because you only have a short window.
Right.
So you got to grab it.
Well, and in marriage and in family life and fathering and in mothering, we are to lose our life.
Yeah.
And we really only find our life when we're dead, right? And so I would say to Jim, and we would do premarital counseling for couples, and I would say, if you're not ready to give up half your life, don't get married. And then if you're not ready to give up the other half of your life, don't have kids, because the point is God wants you with no life.
Yeah.
Because now he's in charge.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the game here, because it's not about us anyway, right? And it's like, Lord, you're killing me. And he's like, yes, I am. That's the point. And he's using all the people that you gave life to, right? Your bride, those four beautiful children. And, you know, like you say in your book, you walk into the room and it's not, here I am, it's there you are, right?
Yeah.
And a father does that. A father recognizes the dignity and value of the toddler on the floor or the three-year-old that's crying in the corner.
Yeah.
That's what dads do.
Yeah, there are two kinds of dads in the world. One that gets home from work and is like, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I have needs, everyone get off of my sofa, me, me, me. The other dad comes in and drops the brief. My dad was good at this. He'd drop his briefcase, give my mom a big hug and a kiss, and he would just, you'd think I was a hero in his world. Every child, he just looked at us and pulled out the best in us, and that's the kind of dad I want to be.
Yeah, and that's at the end of your book. We'll probably bring that up again tomorrow, but I think that just says so much. And, you know, there's dads that say, here I am, and then there's dads that say, you're here, you're here. Yeah. And then again, that's the way of holiness. That's the way of finding joy, is by losing your life. So some people could hear that and say, well, I don't think I want, you know, that life. I want this achievement kind of life affirmed by the world. But really the power is in losing your life and finding your life, giving yourself away as the Trinity gives himself away within that Trinity.
People, they blog about this, the moms, the dads, of how they're losing themselves to the kids or to their spouse. And that is a normal way if you're going to go through that. And I think you got to embrace it. In the book, I call it just rolling with it. You cannot, you can't even fathom what's going to hit you in the day.
Right.
There's so many stories. Like, you're just hit from every direction. You got to roll with it. Take time to build yourself up in prayer, exercise, you know, basic self-maintenance. But don't hold so tightly to yourself that you end up missing out on your family.
Right. Because if you wake up like that, it's going to be a miserable day for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it just don't go that way. And self-care is important. Like, it in our lives, we would get up before our children, which meant 5 o'clock, 5:30. You got to get up
it's
early.
So funny.
And you have to pray, because I need my bags packed before I get to give my life away to them. Otherwise, no Jesus, they ain't no joy in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's miserable.
We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment. Go to tylerblansky.com, tylerblansky.com. You can get the book there, ew10rc.com. You can get the book there and just learn more about him. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're finishing our conversation with Tyler Blansky. We were talking about the van breakdown on the side of the road. Finish that journey for us.
That's a, unforgettable moment of having to give up my dream to pursue something for the family. We sold everything, moved to Minnesota to be close to our family, found a great parish, and kind of accidentally, but really to save money, moved into the hood. We didn't realize that it was such a bad neighborhood until we were in it. Small 700 square foot apartment. We used to be homeowners in Wisconsin. Now we were renting, paying four times for the rent than what the mortgage used to be for this itty bitty place. The police were always outside the neighborhood. There was mold in the apartment. The kids were sick. And I was going to build a business. I was going to provide for my family. And I just crashed and burned. I couldn't sell anything for the life of me. And a month went by, another month went by, not a single sale. And it was devastating. I thought, my whole life I've been pretty good at what I did, and now I was very bad at what I was trying to do, but I had a lot at stake. If you want to watch a grown man cry, watch him tuck his kids into bed when he's trying to start a business, because it was brutal. Said a novena to St. Joseph, and I really believe in his intercession, things just started to click. I started to turn into a game. I would laugh. I wouldn't take myself so seriously. I would really listen to the problems my client, my prospective clients had, and try to solve them. And then the business started to grow. And now here I am. The last thing I ever thought, I'm just a businessman living in the suburbs, mowing my lawn, tending to my flower pots, and I can't believe, is this really that all that God had for me? I thought I should maybe travel the world, and here I am, and I'm worried about how green my grass is. So I have a whole chapter of why I mow my lawn. And I think most dads need to come to grips with this. Either you let it go the way of the buffalo and just weeds and trash and you don't care. I had one friend who did that. And he thought, maybe my neighbors will see how unmaterialistic I am, and they'll be curious about my faith. Yeah. But the neighbors hated him. So I kind of do the opposite. Take care of your yard. Build a home. Make a safe place in the world that can be an outpost, what Anthony Eslin calls an outpost of normality, and a lighthouse to your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It says, I care. I love you enough to mow my grass. I love my kids enough to give them a place to play, a safe haven, a kitchen, that's a fridge that's well stocked. These little things that might not seem to be directly in line with what our mission is, with the Great Commission and our call as Catholics, but are totally right there in the heart of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been great to have you for this day, and we'll see you again tomorrow. You can unpack this book more fully. It's so important. Find Your Fight, Tyler Blansky, EWTNRC.com. It's in the ordinary things, Tyler is sharing, that we find the Lord and we find our fight, especially in marriage and in the family. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Life, marriage, and the family will prevail. Bye now.